Thank you for calling back. My name is George with Restorify. How can I help you?
I was trying to figure out who called me.
This is Are you calling in regard? Excuse me, sir?
I had a missed call from this number. This is Jerry from Jerry's Handyman Maintenance. I wasn't sure if someone was trying to get a hold of me about work or what this number was.
No, Mr. Jerry. I do apologize for the inconvenience. My name is George. We're calling from Restorify. We're calling to talk to you about a brand new opportunity we have. This call is being recorded for quality. This only takes like 2 minutes or 1 minute. We are a part of the IntoxLock brand. The reason for the call is to talk to you about filing for an expungement. Are you aware what an expungement can do for you? This would be for the DWI.
Yeah. So would this be able to get this out of my vehicle sooner?
Oh, no, no. You are still in interlock, the device on your vehicle? You're still using it?
Yeah.
Okay. No, this will only check to see if your DWI is expungible or not later down the future. But you have to complete the program first. But the good thing about the program is that once you complete it, you know, it looks good in the judge's eyes. So, you know, anybody that completes a program, it's good. And once you complete the program, we can help you to try to expunge your DWI. But if you don't mind me asking, is your DWI a felony, a gross misdemeanor, or a misdemeanor?
It was a felony, but after I completed everything with probation, they dropped it to a gross misdemeanor.
Okay. We can check for you for free, and it's 100% private. I can send the information to your email. And in 1 to 2 days, we'll let you know if you passed the pre-screening or not. And you don't have to pay anything.
So what?
This is good because you at least.
I know I have. Yeah, I have some that are on there that are like almost 20 years old from when I was a teenager. And those I should have gotten expunged a long time ago. And I think if I would have, I wouldn't have this interlock put in my vehicle at least for 6 years. I end up getting a DWI, but I was suicidal, and I didn't pull over, and that's why they turned it into a felony, because I didn't pull over. And then they dropped it to a gross misdemeanor after I completed treatment and everything that I had to do and completed everything. So I'm not on probation no more or nothing. I'm just waiting for the time to run out, you know, for having this intoxilant in my vehicle. And it's been over 4 years, but the time didn't start until after COVID was done and they finally let me have a court case. So I still have basically just under 4 years to go with this stupid thing in my vehicle. It was 15 and a half years since my last DWI when I got the DWI, and then it took 2 years to get sentenced. So it was over 17 years in between my last DWI, you know, and yet they put this in my vehicle for 6 years.
Okay.
Because they said the law.
I am sorry to hear that. But...
So.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you for letting me know
really
that.
Close to me. So it was a lot of stuff, and they didn't care, you know. They think that if you've ever been an alcoholic or ever had a DWI, that's all you're ever going to be, and they just look at you that way. It doesn't matter how many years pass or anything. You know, most people that know me don't even think I've ever drank because they never seen me drink. Because I'm not a big drinker, and it was my first time drinking after becoming diabetic. And diabetes, it turns everything into sugar, and it affects you a lot differently. And after that many years, I had no tolerance for it, plus the sugar's all twisted because of being diabetic, and didn't matter, you know. It just was a bad night. No, I understand my crimes, but... This one's just a little overboard, in my opinion. But,
no,
but yeah,
I'm
I guess if I can get the stuff expunged, you know, might as well check into it.
Okay. All I need is your email so I can sign you up and send the information.
Jerry.
You will receive the information in 1 to 2 days, since you have, you know, you have a couple, like you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll check and see which ones are expungible and which ones are not. But the one that...
Well, I believe four of
them
come off. One of them is not possible because it's too short of time.
Okay.
Like I said, the one before that was in April of 04, April 20th of 04, was the one that I had before this last one.
Okay, thank you. And well, we can check for you, and, you know, like I mentioned, we'll send you an email informing you if you did pass the pre-screening or not in 1 to 2 days. And like I mentioned earlier, it's 100% free and completely private. May I please have your email so I can sign you up and send the information, please?
jerryshandyman78@gmail.com. And Jerry is spelled with a J.
Okay. Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, handyman?
Yep, and then
is that
Jerry's with an S, J-E-R-R-Y-S.
J-E-R-R-I-S, okay. Handyman.
Okay. 78@gmail.com.
78@gmail.com. Okay, let me recap for you real quick. So you said J-E-R-R-Y-S-H-A-N, handyman, okay, 75 at?
Yeah, H-A.
E-Y-M-A.
No, 78.
78, okay, thank you. 78@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, and lastly, may I please have your date of birth?
4-21-78.
4-21-1978, is this correct?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, if you do pass the pre-screening, what time are you available to call you back and let you know? This way we can walk you through the second step of the process.
I'm a sole proprietor, so my phone is always with me.
Okay. Monday through Friday, anytime. What time do you prefer for us to call
you? Saturday, Sunday, every day, any day.
9 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon? Or 3 in the afternoon?
9 or 2, either or works, whatever's easiest. And then if I don't answer, just call back because it means I wasn't able to get to my phone in time. 2 would probably be easier because I usually have my Bluetooth on at that point.
Okay. Great. Now, just to give you this information, I do apologize for quality control. The call is being recorded. So it takes 1 to 2 days for the screening to come back. And you will get an email informing you if you passed.
Okay.
If you have passed, we'll also give you a call back to walk you through the second step of the process. When we call you back, we'll go over how the process works in more detail and get you started, get you ready for success, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Is there anything else that I can help you with today, sir?
No, that doesn't... Unless you know of a lawyer that I could possibly talk to about maybe having this thing removed early.
I think my boss might be able to help you with that. And he's the one that's going to be contacting you, sending you the email. His name is Kimberly. And he'll be contacting you. He'll be able to help you with that. And thank you so much for choosing Restorify. You have yourself a great afternoon.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.